in his divine will? Are you working to fulfill God's destiny? If you read Jeremiah 29:11, say, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thought of peace and not of evil. To what? To give you an expected end. That is the thought of God for us. God is eager that we fulfill his destiny. We fulfill his divine purpose of our lives. Amen. Amen. Beloved, the day you locate your place in scripture, your destiny fulfillment begins. The day you locate your place in scripture, then your destiny fulfillment begins. Give us 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1:9. 1 Peter 2:9. It's a very popular scripture. Say that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. That means you are God's own special person. Peculiar. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully designed to fulfill a divine destiny, to fulfill a divine purpose in life. You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are a divine project. The choir was so fast to have sung that song before me. You are a divine project, a royal priesthood, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are not an abandoned priest. You can never be an abandoned priest. In the name of Jesus, you can never be an abandoned project. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen nation, a special personality before God. Let no man believe to you. You are very wonderfully made. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In life, people are sometimes limited by the definitions of others. Hear me clearly. In life, people are sometimes limited by the definition of others. I don't know the definitions people are giving to you. But this morning, every negative definition against your life, against your destiny, we backfire in the name of Jesus. I don't know the definition I give to you in life. I don't know. So people are sometimes limited by the definition of others. In other words, some people cannot rise above the spoken words of others. There are some people that cannot rise above the spoken words of others in their life. Words are powerful. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That is why we need to be very careful. Every word that proceeds from our lips, mothers and fathers, be mindful of the words that proceed from your lips to your children. Be mindful. Every parent ought to bless his children on daily basis. On daily basis, I release blessings on my children on daily basis. On daily basis, so that we fulfill destiny. So life and death are the power of the tongue. So we must be careful. The world came into existence by the spoken word of God. Genesis 1. Let there be, and there was. Let there be, and there was. Come forth, and they came forth. The spoken word of God. How are your words? Are you mindful of the words you speak on daily basis? Are you mindful of the way you speak to your children? Are you mindful of the way you speak on daily basis? We need to be very, very careful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at what we read. The story of Jabez. Please go for us again. That first Chronicle 4. That first Chronicle 4. Look at it carefully again. Say, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Is there any woman that will give birth to a child without pain? Hello? Mothers in the house. Is there anyone here that gave birth to a child without pain? you abuse your husband. Mother, start calling the name of your husband. Oh, oh, Henry. Oh, Tony. Oh, oh, Joshua. Oh, you start calling because you are in pain. You are in pain of labor. But once the child comes forth and you have beheld the child, what do? You smile. Amen. You smile. Oh, my princess, welcome. Oh, my prince, welcome. You smile. You embrace your child. But before you were smiling, you were in pain. Say, weeping may endure in the night. In the morning, come out what? Joy. But I don't know the situation that makes Jabez's mother to give him that name. Say, because I bore him in pain. I don't know the situation. I don't know what was passing through. I don't know. But I was reasoning, where was the father of Jabez? When the mother was giving him that name, Jabez, where can he come and counter that name? Where was he? God was saying, hey, Adam, Adam, where are thou? Jabez's father, where was he? When the mother was pronouncing that evil name on the child. The names you bear matters a lot. The names you bear, it goes a long way to affect your destiny. Look at Jacob. Even though God has changed the name of Jacob to Israel, it would have been in the next season. But right on the day his name was changed, he fulfilled destiny. Somebody here will fulfill destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I think you fulfill destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please come again to that scripture. Come again, please. That first. Okay, verse 10 now. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me. Not only just bless me. Say, bless me indeed. He qualified the blessing. He qualified the blessing. Not just bless me, oh, this one. Bless me indeed to overflow in abundance. Bless me to my enviable points. And enlighten my territory. That your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not curse pain. So God granted him. God will grant your request this morning in the name of Jesus. I say God will grant your request this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Jabez found himself in such a negative situation that almost ruined his destiny. He will cause pain. Sorrowful. Anytime Jabez is coming to any Gaza, that sorrowful man is coming. Oh, that man with pain is coming. That man is coming to cause pain to us, so he will run away from me. Oh, that sorrowful man is coming. Anywhere he is, he was labeled. Evil label. Negative label. Evil identity. Negative identity. Every identity of the enemy in your life this morning, they are erased in the name of Jesus. Every evil label that the enemy has tied you with, they are erased in the name of Jesus. Sorrowful. He will cause pain. That the enemy is Jabez step to. Say, the sorrowful man is coming. Just like the woman with issue of blood. And that is going to say, that stinking woman is coming. He's smelling. Oh, look at the blood. So my head dropping. Who is this man? Take her away. That was the scenario that Jabez found himself. People were running away from him. They tied him sorrowful. He will cause pain to those that are him. That was the life Jabez was living. I don't know the life you are living. I don't know the aroma that you are carrying. I don't know the label you have labeled you with. I don't know the identity. But anyone hearing the sound of my voice, every negative identity, every negative label against your life, working against your destiny, this morning, they are erased, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Jabez. But I love that man. He refused to take no for an answer. He not say, what will be, John. Jabez arose. He arose. I must fight for my destiny. Somebody will fight for his destiny this morning. In the name of Jesus. Jabez arose. Amen. He arose from that negative identity, that negative label, that destructive identity that was on him. He arose and he took a bold step. Say, my destiny must change. That's why I sang that song. Destiny changer. You are the destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Oh, destiny changer. You are the destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Somebody's destiny will change today in the mighty name of Jesus. Jared did not accept it. He arose. What did he do? Four things. What did he do? One, there was that self-realization in him. That self-realization in him. Remember the prayer song? When he had gone and spent everything he had, suddenly he realized, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? We may find out better things. That self-realization came upon him. And he took a bold step. The day you will realize that where you are is not a rightful place, you will take a move in the mighty name of Jesus. The day you will realize that where you are is not your rightful place or position, you will make a drastic turnaround. Jabez realized that the state he is not his own. He rejected it. He rejected it. And he took a bold step. The first step was what? Self-realization. You must realize. You must examine yourself on a daily basis. Are you fulfilling destiny? Are you fulfilling God's purpose for your life? Are you fulfilling God's mind for your life? There must be that self-realization. The previous one realized. Jacob realized that he was a son planter. The day he realized, Jacob took a bold step to seek the face of God. The previous one took a bold step to go back to the Father. The day you will realize that that situation is destroying your life, you will take a bold step. Number two, having realized it, what did he do? Don't say, and Jabez called. Somebody say call. Somebody say call. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Because he knew that it's only God that can change his destiny. He knew, he's aware there's only God that can transform his destiny. Because he's the destiny changer. He's the destiny mover. He's the mighty mover. He's the yoke breaker. He's the yoke breaker. He's the, I can say, one of Nigeria. I can say, one of the whole world. He's the master of the whole universe. He's the king of glory. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Jabez realized that only him that can change his destiny. And he called. The Bible said, call unto me in days of trouble, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou hast not known. The day you call upon God, God will open your eyes to see what you have never known. It's not easy for Jacob to have reason to become honorable. He paid the sacrifice. Jabez paid the sacrifice. See, and Jabez was more honorable. But where was he? He was dishonorable. He was dishonorable. But when he realized and took a bold step, he became more honorable than his brethren. You will become more honorable than your brethren in the mighty name of Jesus. He called on God. Amen. He called on God. Then what is the third one? Jabez did not miss words. Jabez hit the nail by the head. He prayed specifically. He was not telling stories. That man with a bowl of embezzler. Do you want to be he? No. I don't have any man to put me here. Do you want to be he? Yes or no? Stop telling stories. Stop telling stories. Anything you appear before the throne of God, stop telling stories. God, you know my situation. I tell you now. See Nigeria. Jabez hit the nail by the head. He prayed. Look at one prayer he prayed. In that verse 4. Say, oh, that God would bless me. He realized that he was walking under a curse. And he needed a supernatural power produce other guests. He need a supernatural blessing, heavenly blessing, divine blessing to counter that guest. That is the first thing Jabez prayed. Say, God, that you will what? Bless me indeed. And he qualified a blessing. Indeed, he quotes. The blessings of God make it rich and add no sorrow. Bless me indeed. So that God, blessings come through the spoken word, two of us. Blessing come through the spoken word. So he was asking God, God, release the blessing that will counter this case that be following me from shy place. When have you asked God to bless you? When have you asked God to bless you? Bless you in which area? Financially, academically, maritally, materially, in service? Bless me, oh God! Bless me indeed! Bless to an enviable point! God will bless somebody to an enviable point in the mighty name of Jesus! God will bless you in your phone in the name of Jesus! God's blessing abundance! That was what Jabez prayed for. Then look at number two. Enlarge my border and territory. Do you know the name he was given limited him? The name Jabez placed a limitation, placed a limit on him. Placed a limit on him. He can't go further. He can't advance further. He realized, no, I need to break limits. Somebody will break limits this morning. You are breaking limit this morning. You are breaking every prayer this morning. Every offer this morning. In the name of Jesus. Say, that thou would enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Where you are, it's not comfortable enough. God will enlarge somebody this morning. I say, God will enlarge somebody this morning. In the name of Jesus. Then look at that number three. Say, God, your mighty hand be with me. God's hands will bring divine protection. He realized that God's mighty hand will bring peace. God's mighty hand will bring security. God's mighty hand will bring blessing. God's mighty hand will bring victory. God's mighty hand will bring heaven on earth. He realized, God, will your mighty hands be with me. If the hand of God is upon you, you are secured. Say, if God is for us, who can be against us? If the hand of God is upon you, no man can do you any harm. No man, no power, no demon, no witch, no wizard. You are untouchable, unkillable. You are invisible in spiritual realm. No man, because you are carrying the Holy Ghost fire. You are surrounded with what? Holy Ghost fire. Anyone that touches you, he has touched the apple of God's eye. You are what? Touch not. Look at number four. That God would keep me from evil. God will keep us from evil in the mighty name of Jesus. And the God will keep us from evil in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray this morning. Look at the fourth keys. Say, having responded, what happened? God, having presented his request, the last verse said, so God granted him what he requested. You have to make some powerful requests to God this morning. And I know God will grant your request this morning. In the name of Jesus. 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 Please, can we rise up on our feet as we take this song, as we go to the realm of prayer this morning, to change our destiny this morning. We are the God who is powerful. Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
You can call him a miracle.
Miracle, Baba.
I know the identity you are carrying now, Pastor Stan. I know the labor of your life now, Pastor Stan. But as you are taking this song and as you are going to pray this morning, release yourself. Your destiny must change this morning. And your destiny must change this morning.
We are the God who is powerful.
Hallelujah.
Who is mighty.
God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
You can call him a miracle.
They all fulfill their destiny. Cry to God this morning. Oh Lord, help me to fulfill my destiny this morning. Help me to fulfill destiny. Help me to fulfill destiny. Oh, thank you, Father. Lord, help us to fulfill our destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Numbers 23, media. Please, our singers, come back. Thank you. Numbers 23:23. Numbers 23:23. Say, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Give me King James. Give me the original King James. Give me King James. King James, please. King James, Numbers 23:23. King James, not the New King James Version. Numbers 23:23. Let's take it together. Say it. No. King James. Original, not be the modified one.
Not the new one.
Oh, Jehovah Ishadan. Please turn your Bible quickly. Turn your Bible, please. Somebody read for me. Numbers 23:23. King James, quickly. Numbers 23:23. This is last for me. Okay. Are you seeing it? Let us read together. One, two, go. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what God had wrought. Okay, surely. I don't know who must have placed some evil pronouncement on you. I don't know the enchantment against your life. I don't know the divination against your life. I don't know the incantation that you have made on your behalf. But Bible said, surely, 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 there is no enchantment. This morning, you are going to pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father.
Oh Lord, my Father.
I declare. Against every enchantment, every divination, every evil pronouncement against my life to backfire. In the name of Jesus, turn it to prayer right now. Pray against, yes, every evil enchantment. Every evil enchantment. Every evil enchantment. Against our destiny. Against our destiny. Backfire. 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 Every evil pronouncement against our destiny. Backfire. 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 Backfire, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Oh, no, Eba hero. Eba hero.
Eba hero.
Eba hero. Eba hero.
Eba hero. Eba
hero. I want to go.
There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. I said, power in the blood. You are going to plead the blood of Jesus several times over your destiny, several times over your life, several times over your family. There is power in the blood. One, two, go. The blood of Jesus. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. The blood of Jesus. Amen. We are going to pray again. You are going to pray. Say, I come against every power. Say to me, oh Lord, I come against every power that destroy destiny. I render them powerless, useless, none and void in my life. Come it up here right now. Lord, we come against every power that delay destiny fulfillment. Yeah, we render them powerless, useless, none and void, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we nullify them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It says, once I've spoken to the power, that all powers should belong to God. All power belong to God. All power belong to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Lord, I receive grace to fulfill destiny. I receive grace to fulfill destiny. I come against every form of limitation in my life. Come and open right now. Receive grace to fulfill destiny. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Lord, receive grace. Receive grace. To fulfill destiny. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The glory of the world is upon you. Everybody knows you are a winner.
The glory of the Lord is upon you. Everybody knows. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows that I am a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows that I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. Everybody knows I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a
Make that prophetic declaration now that you're a winner. You see your destiny. Open your mouth to make your prophetic destiny. You're a winner. You will see destiny. You're a winner. You will see your destiny. Make that declaration this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Father, we give thanks to you for a wonderful moment of your presence. Grant our request this morning, even as we did to Jabez. Make us more honorable this morning by the root of the work I've had this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are a destiny changer. Lord, arise! Change our destiny this morning. Let our destiny turn around this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, we lose our destiny from the hands of the enemy destroyer. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it is well with us. We will fulfill our divine destiny. Glory be to you, Lord. Receive all glory, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.